In spiritual counseling, one of the most difficult spiritual errors to correct regarding our faith is the error of a gospel of plenty. Many who suffer from the gospel of plenty believe that if they are good Christians, God should reward them in this life, and they pray for prosperity and health. And likewise, they believe that God is punishing them when bad things happen, saying, "Why can't I get a break?" And then if God doesn't grant their wishes, their faith in him falters, and they stop praying, saying, "God doesn't listen to me." Jesus didn't experience the gospel of plenty, but persecution and the cross. John the Baptist didn't experience prosperity, but was jailed and beheaded. Mary and Joseph experienced exile to Egypt from the threat of Herod's violence. The apostles were poor, and most were martyred for their faith. Ours is the gospel of Jesus on the cross. Ours is the gospel of good news, of hope for eternal life. Beware the trap of the pagan gospel of plenty.